Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Get ready to be inspired by three amazing women, Kathy Skell and Kristen Steed from The Biggest Loser and Alexis Mundez from the Sisterhood of the Shrinking Pants. After an amazing life-changing journey on The Biggest Loser, losing a combined total of 262 pounds, Kristen and Kathy are excited to share their lessons learned in hopes to help others. Joining them on their journey to help others is Alexis Mundez. Alexis was inspired by Kristen to change her life. 7 months ago, she was 426 pounds, and now she is 270 pounds, training for a marathon and offering advice and encouragement to others. She has also banded with other women to form the Sisterhood of the Shrinking Pants. Kathy, Kristen, Alexis, you gals rock. I am so happy to have you here. Welcome to It's Your Health.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. I am just so excited. Now, today we're going to do something a little different. Usually I ask the questions. Today, your fans. And let me tell you something, gals. You have a lot of fans out there. So we're going to start with Demisha from, I'm probably saying this wrong, either Olathe or Olathe, Kansas, who asks, how did Kristen and Kathy meet Alexis? So whoever wants to start and just say, Kristen, do you want to start?
Sure. We actually met Alexis through Facebook. And it's through my blog. It was, I think, back in July. I've always tried to find fun ways to kind of help motivate and engage people, you know, to live a healthy lifestyle. And in July, I had a wet T-shirt contest, which, of course, you know what you think. It was having sweaty T-shirts during workouts. And Alexis actually submitted her picture from, you know, what her T-shirt looked like after her morning workout, and she was declared by almost a unanimous vote that she was the winner of that contest. And ever since then, we've just had a connection and have been communicating ever since.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, here's a question for me I want to ask for Kristen and Kathy. Whose idea was it to try out for The Biggest Loser?
This is Kathy.
Morning.
And Kristen's idea. Kristen tried out once before, but we came back from a vacation and we were at our heaviest weight, and she called me one day and said, hey, Mom, they're having open casting calls in Milwaukee in 3 days. Do you want to go? And it was a no-brainer. We went, and it was just an awesome experience.
Oh, I am so glad. Well, you gals are so inspiring, and I really enjoyed watching you on the program. Now, this is a two-part question. The first part's for me, again, for Kristen and Kathy. What were your first impressions of Bob and Jillian? And Leanne from Plainville, Illinois, wants to know, what is Jillian really like?
First impressions of Bob and Jillian. It was amazing the first time they walked into the gym, because you really, like, I felt like I literally, like, got off my couch and stepped into my TV, because they have such a presence about them. You know, Bob, well, and if everyone remembers from our season, Mom and I were picked last when they were dividing up teams, so we were the only team that actually got to pick our trainer. So, and Mom picked Bob, and I think, I mean, what was your reasoning? I know that you connected with him, or he was more, you know, the yoga and the meditation, or...
That's his spiritual side. There was something about Bob with his spiritual side that I felt that he was the right person for me.
Yeah, I'm definitely great. I mean, I like them both from watching the show, but there was something about Bob, definitely.
Yeah.
And so from you know, what Leanne's wondering is, what is Jillian really like? And I'm interpreting that to mean, you know, she comes across as really tough, but is there a softer side?
Jillian is amazing. I love Jillian. You know, she is that tough love type of trainer, and I think some people respond very well to that. And there's a side of her that I don't think always gets portrayed on TV. I think she's very nurturing. You know, she's very, you know, into finding out, like, the reasons why. You know, if you are an emotional eater, why are you an emotional eater? And, like, Jillian has taught me so many different things. Just, even though I didn't get to directly train with her on a consistent basis like I did with Bob, I still learned an amazing amount of things from Jillian. And I think there's a very nurturing side to her.
Oh, that's good. Now, Alexis, this is a question for you. Now, it's Katie from, and I emailed her back and said, Katie, where are you from? And I didn't hear back, so I don't know where she's from. So she could be from anywhere. But anyway, she wrote, I've been following Alexis's blog ever since she was featured on Kristen's website. She has inspired me to start losing weight myself. And her question for you is, because you've been so successful at your own weight loss and you've motivated so many people, have you considered becoming a motivational speaker or trainer? And you would be amazing at it, she wants to add.
That's a really good question. Actually, you know, I've developed a passion for fitness in the past 7 months, so kind of crazy. It's something that I would like to move into. You know, I spent so much of my life limiting my possibilities, and at this point, I'd say I'm up for pretty much anything at this point.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's awesome. Now, I wanted to go back and ask a question for myself, and I want to talk to you gals about the challenges. And I know the show's a little different. Usually I'm very good at, you know, you'll say something, oh, I'm speaking of that. But today, like I said, I'm doing a little differently. But I want to talk about those challenges. I mean, you guys climbed mountains, you kayaked over the open seas, you crossed canyons, you did, you know, you rode that bike for 24 hours, you took turns. I mean, how did you do all that? I just can't imagine.
You know, part of me wouldn't believe we did all that if it wasn't on TV.
Yeah.
If I would still don't, you know, rewind my DVR and actually see it. The challenges were difficult. And like you mentioned the 24-hour challenge on the bike. That was probably my mom's, would you say that?
That was my worst challenge. I'm not a person to stay up for 24 hours. So I'd much less ride a bike. You know, we started the show, and every time they would hold us in a room for something, we always thought, oh, it's a challenge, it's a challenge. We were always so afraid of the challenges, or it came to a point on the show that you were excited to do a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, and the challenge, you would approach the challenges in the beginning with almost like a nervousness, like the anticipation of, am I going to be able to do this? You know, I've never done this before. And as the season went on, you really started to welcome the challenge. You started to learn that, you know, hey, you can do what you can do. And, you know, when we would do things, you know, like even the first challenge of running, you know, over the sand hill and turning around and coming back, it was a great way to gauge what you're capable of doing. Crossing the canyon and kayaking through the oceans, you know, opened my eyes to a whole world of possibilities of things that I never thought I could do. And the Biggest Loser challenges made me realize I was capable of doing a lot more than I ever thought.
Yeah, and it must have been so, again, incredible for your self-esteem. I mean, if I could have done any of those things, I would have felt great.
An amazing challenge was, if you remember the one when we were harnessed together and we had to unwrap ourselves from this big post.
That looked so hard.
Kristen's back was totally out when we did that.
Oh, my gosh.
And it goes to show the power of determination, how we worked together, and she worked through that challenge.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Marilyn from Glendale, Queens wants to know how many days and hours do you work out now? And I wanted to know how many hours did you work out on the Biggest Loser campus when you were there?
You know, while we were on the Biggest Loser ranch, we were literally working out all day. And, you know, I say that in a sense, we're not in the gym all day long, but we're active and moving all day. The routine basically was wake up, eat breakfast, get into the gym, and usually we worked out with the trainers in the morning. And a training session with Bob and Jillian was probably anywhere between like 3 and 4 hours long, depending on the day. After that workout session, of course, we would go into the, you know, kitchen, we would have lunch, and then, you know, after lunch, it would be, I personally spent a lot of time in the pool just because I was so large and my joints and, you know, my body ached, and it was a great way for me to still keep moving, keep burning calories, get exercise in, and take some of that pressure off. Mm-hmm. So I would swim laps and tread water and, you know, do all kinds of different, you know, pool workouts. You know, and I would probably be in the pool until almost dinner time. Then it would be clean up, get ready for dinner, have dinner, and then after dinner, back up into the gym to do a workout, whether it be like spinning or elliptical or something that would kind of keep it, again, keep that impact off my joints, you know, so that I would try to prevent soreness. You know, and the other things, like instead of swimming, maybe we would be jogging or walking outside or hiking and on the hiking trails around the ranch. And so the point is we would literally move all day. Because on the ranch, we had no TV, no phones, no internet. You know, there was really no communication. So it was very rare to just sit around and do nothing.
Wow. Now, that's such a big change to come back to, you know, a normal life with family and work and responsibilities and then, you know, trying to find time to work out. And so how many days and hours do you work out now?
I work out almost every day. It's really easy for me to get, I get my workouts in the mornings before work, because I've learned that if I don't do it right away in the morning, I tend to make excuses and find that I don't have time in the evening. And what I strive to do is to get my exercise in the morning, and I usually try to do at least an hour of hard or solid cardio workout, you know, with, and then mixing in like weight training and stuff in the mix of that. But then I also try to stay active at night. So at night, if I can, you know, walk the dog or play, you know, tennis or, you know, bike with my husband or something along those lines, you know, I really try to stay active. And then the weekends are different because I sit in an office all day, you know, so on the weekends are usually, you know, very, very active. Like this past weekend, Mom and I and our husbands actually golfed, you know, we did 18 holes of golf this weekend, and, you know, and then it's just a constant activity. So all of that kind of helps us get into a calorie burn.
Now, Kathy, I remember seeing you on one of the clips of talking about kickboxing, and that when you went home and Kristen stayed on the ranch, you got into kickboxing. Are you still doing that?
Right now, I'm doing more of my running. I'm doing a lot on the elliptical, and I'm in the gym because I'm training to run the Fox City Half Marathon.
So oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. All right. Now, Alexis, Janet from Akron, Ohio. She wants to know, she said that she, you know, reads your blog and that you've talked a lot about cooking all your meals and counting your calories and doing the workouts. And she says that it's, you know, very, it seems time consuming. And her question is, how do you find the time to do it all and what keeps you going? And Janet says that for her, she can never stick to it long enough for there to be a difference. And she just, you know, really wants to know what you're doing.
Well, you know what? Actually, when I started my weight loss, I had a huge blessing in disguise. I was recovering from a car accident and was unemployed and at home and had the luxury of having all of the time in the world at that point, which let me make that transition into the healthy lifestyle, changing my food and establishing a workout routine. So having that really helped me you know, be able to set the basis of moving into that, to the healthy lifestyle that I have now. In terms of making time, I think there's always time in someone's day. I spend a lot of time on Facebook when you cut that time out and use it for, you know, a workout. Same with TV time. I used to watch so much TV, and now I can't tell you what's on TV. My mom and I were just having this conversation. I have no idea what's on TV right now. So it's just a matter of making time when time is possible. And as far as the meals, you know, I don't spend any more time making a meal than I would if I got in my car and drove somewhere and ordered something and brought it home and ate it. Like, the same time that you could do that is the same time that you can make a healthy, nutritious meal. It's just all about planning ahead.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't have plans.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. You know, I used to be a health and lifestyle coach, and I would always tell people, you know, have different, you know, whole grains already cooked in your fridge, and have, you know, frozen vegetables or fresh vegetables on hand already cut up, and have chicken, you know, just so you can quickly throw together meals, you know. And I don't know if you do that, but it does make things a lot easier. Now, Alexis, you also got a really lovely message from Terry, and it says a J Haut, H-A-U-T, I hope I'm saying that right, crew. They say aloha. And she talked about your determination and when you worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign, which I think is awesome, by the way. And she just says that everybody loves you and they're so inspired. All the volunteers were so inspired by you and they're just really proud. So I wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
And Kathy and Kristen Sione wanted me to tell you that he's glad you gals are doing so well, and he wanted to make sure I said hello.
Oh, awesome.
Now, I got some questions from, this is pretty exciting. I got a question from Tracy, who is part of the Season 8 Purple Team. And yes, and she has quite a few questions, and I'm going to ask them all. I think it's really great. Now, her first question is for Kathy and Kristen is, are you maintaining a healthy weight since the show, and how are you managing your food and workout? So you kind of already addressed that. You did talk about your workouts, but what about the food side?
Food is my kryptonite. you know, to be honest, like, I think exercise is extremely, extremely important and necessary to living a healthy lifestyle, But I think food is king in the maintaining world, in the weight loss world. You can work out all day, 7 days a week, and if you do not eat properly, you can completely wipe out all of your exercise efforts. My mom was very open on the show about her battle with alcoholism. She has, 20 years of sobriety. And I've come to the realization that I have an addiction to food. And it's really hard for me to, I have to work so hard in making sure that I make the right choices every day. So I've come up with different ways to help myself, like just planning. I mean, if I don't plan, I know where my triggers are at. I know where my cravings come from. Ever since The Biggest Loser, I've been able to be more in tune with my body and understanding, certain things of maybe why I'm craving something or, just making sure that I'm counting my calories. So for me, food has been a struggle, but it's something that I'm battling with every day, but I'm feeling really good because before The Biggest Loser, I did not have control, and now after The Biggest Loser, I feel like I'm in control.
Oh, that's great. And what about you, Kathy?
The same thing goes for me. It's like, I maintain, again, the exercise isn't a problem because of the fact that I welcome new challenges, and I love to keep my exercise mixed up. I think that's key. To not be stuck in a rut and do the same thing all the time. So I really try to mix my workouts up. Food, though, again, preparation is key. You have to be prepared. And that's the one thing that I'm so proud of that I learned was the awareness of my own body on the show. I've tried every single diet out there. I've tried every single diet pill out there. And being on the show taught me that, when I was home before finale and I'm weighing myself, and if I seen a weight gain, I now understood why. Because of the fact that I was journaling and I was aware of what I was putting in my mouth, if I ate, if I ate some sushi and you dip it in that little bit, even if it's low sodium soy sauce, I know for a fact that I'm going to retain water and I'm going to go up on the scale. In the past, if I would have seen a gain, I would have never questioned why. I would have just given up. Like, oh, forget it. This diet doesn't work. But now I know my body. I know how it works, and I know that number on the scale is just a number, that I'm more aware of my body when I'm putting into it and how it reacts to it.
Oh, that's good. Now, it's funny because now this next question she wants to know, do you still do a high-calorie day, once in a while? And if you do, what do you eat? And she said that I want to know what do you look forward to, or in my case, what is it that you miss the most? And she puts pizza for me. So if you did do a high-calorie day, after talking about how, we're being careful, but still, once in a while, what do you like to eat?
Pizza's number one in my book.
Oh, yeah, sounds good to me. Maybe tacos. Yeah, she didn't ask me. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
My high-calorie day determines on who I'm with, because my high-calorie day is a Saturday.
Okay.
And I limit it to dinner. I don't do the whole day. So I have that day to, if anything, I'm craving. It keeps me on track. It helps my cravings. And I know, just knowing that you can have it on Saturday, that's great. And it also allows me to have, time to go out with my family, with my husband, or go to a wedding and not have to just eat a salad.
Exactly.
So, it's kind of adapting that and making it part of my lifestyle. I don't do it every Saturday, but I know if there's something coming up, I could have that be my high-calorie day.
Oh, that's good. And Kristen, what about for you? Or how do you handle that?
I think a high-calorie day or higher-calorie day can be a good thing. It can also be a bad thing, of course, but it helps me stay on track. Bob Harper once told me an amazing analogy. He said, before The Biggest Loser, if you visualize a pendulum, your pendulum was way to one side. You were eating anything you wanted. You were, not exercising. Everything was just kind of out of control. Then all of a sudden we go on The Biggest Loser, and that pendulum swings way to the other side. We're exercising an extreme amount. Our food is so, restricted or controlled, and it's so clean and pure. He's like, you need to find a spot for that pendulum to kind of just slightly sway somewhere in the middle. So that's where I just basically focus on, is finding that balance. It's unrealistic and completely not true if I were to sit here right now and say, I will never eat a piece of birthday cake again. That is not true. I will eat a piece of birthday cake. I will enjoy that piece of birthday cake. I will not feel guilty about eating that piece of birthday cake, but I will not eat that cake every day. You know, so I like a high calorie day. I like the concept of it for the simple fact that it allows me to hold or restrain myself for the rest of the week, saying today is not the day to eat that. You know, Saturday may be that day. You know, so it kind of helps me keep that balance and live a normal life, keeping that pendulum somewhere in the middle, so I'm not extreme to any particular side.
I'm so glad you shared that analogy. Boy, I love Bob. I've never met him, but I could just tell. No, that's brilliant, and I think that, you know, just having you on the show and sharing what you went through is so amazing. I know it's going to help so many people. Now, her third question is from Tracy, who's on the Purple team. Go, Purple. I have learned to love the spin bike. What did you hate and then learn to love because you know it works? Kathy, was there anything that you did that you hated at first, exercise-wise?
And running is the next. I think for me to be able to run, I'm a person who, I have asthma and I had high blood pressure. And running sprints was amazing to me because never, ever in my life would I have attempted to even run. And Bob Harper taught me that. And I remember when I would quit before his time was up, he would just look me, just stare me in the eyes, and that would give me the strength to keep going through it. And it was totally amazing. I mean, and it just kind of creates a monster when you realize you can do something that you held off. I mean, I'm going to be 50.
Woo-hoo!
I now can run, and I think it was so powerful to know that I could do that. And spinning was another thing, you know. I bought my first bicycle.
Oh, terrific.
Me and my husband went and bought awesome bikes, and it's just amazing. And it's sad. I think the message is don't wait till you're 50. Don't wait until you have, you know, you're diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease to change your lifestyle. Do it now. I wish I would have done this 20 years ago. And one other good thing to show is I am now off all my medication.
Oh, that is
diet and exercise.
Oh, yours. That is fantastic. That's awesome. Now, Kristen, what about you? Was there something that you didn't like that now you do?
I didn't like any of it.
I love how honest you are. That is all you gals. That's awesome. You guys, yeah. You gotta hang out. I'm telling you right now.
I never found enjoyment in exercise. You know, I was a girl who would walk in the gym and attempt to do it. There was nothing really about it that I liked. And I now realize I never stuck with it long enough. You know, I wake up in the morning now, and it's not a question of if I'm going to exercise, it's what I'm going to do for a workout that day. And, you know, I've really found, and this happened, I mean, even all through The Biggest Loser, I did the workouts. I knew they were necessary, but I didn't necessarily enjoy it. I'm not that person who wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I'm going to go for a run because I love it. I mean, it's work, but I've really learned to enjoy it. You know, I like the feeling I get after a good workout. You know, the workout itself may not be the most enjoyable thing, but the feeling I get after a good workout is indescribable, and it's something that I strive for.
Oh, that's great. Now, Tracy also wants to know if you gals still work out with the trainer at times.
Nothing consistently, you know, there's nothing that we do or work out. I mean, me personally, like, work out with a trainer consistently. I did, I had a boot camp at Anytime Fitness here locally, and we worked with personal trainers. And that was really neat because I found myself, you know, after the show, and, you know, I'm in the gym and you learn so much about training, but working with a trainer, I think is really good because a trainer can push you to levels that you maybe wouldn't push yourself. So I found, you know, after the show, I focused a lot on cardio and doing, like, the strength training equipment. When we did boot camp, I found myself holding planks and wall sits and doing all kinds of, you know, trainer-type exercises that, you know, typically I've never been one to say, okay, I'm going to make myself do five, you know, two-minute wall sits.
Yeah, that's where it definitely helps to have the trainer. Oh, Kristen?
Yes.
Oh, good. You're still, oh, gosh. I thought I heard a sound. I wasn't sure. Now, so her next question is, I love Kashi Goline Crunch mixed with Greek yogurt. What is your favorite?
I love yogurt, period. I'm horrible with a sweet tooth. I battle my sweet tooth all the time, and I would look for different ways to help my sweet tooth. And again, that's another thing, the Go Lean Crunch with the yogurt. Sometimes I mix cottage cheese with yogurt, and you can add some fruit to it. I put yogurt in my oatmeal. I love it. It almost tastes like a cobbler.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so that's kind of like my treat. I kind of trick myself like I'm having dessert for breakfast.
Oh, good. Now, Kristen, what about you?
When it comes to, I, on the other hand, am not a huge fan of yogurt. The Greek yogurt was very interesting because we would make all kinds of different concoctions with it, like different dips, and, you know, instead of using sour cream and all these different things. On the breakfast side of it, like, I am addicted to Fiber One bars.
Oh, I'm
I don't know what that 140 calories and all that fiber. You know, every once in a great while I'll have cereal, you know, and I tend to mix up my routine. Like, I like the honey clusters, I think, that Kashi makes. You know, other than that, it's Fiber One bars or eggs and whole wheat toast.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, question number 7. Do you miss the ranch? Tracy wants to know.
I miss the ranch a lot. You know, there were so many things. It was hard being away from home, and it was hard, you know, living in that setting with, you know, so many different people and not being able to talk to your family. But as time goes by, you develop a great appreciation for the ranch and for, you know, like the solitude, like the peacefulness. Like, I miss hiking around the ranch. I miss, you know, having access to the gym like we did and having the pool. And I miss the camaraderie among all of the contestants that we had. I mean, you figure this was one of the toughest battles of our life, and we did it with all the other contestants right next to us. So we, you know, we developed relationships and bonds with these people, you know, with the other contestants that, you know, why are we crying all the time at elimination? It's like there are so many things that the camera just doesn't show you.
Oh, no, I totally understood the crying. I would be crying too. Now, Kathy, what about you?
Oh, I totally miss the ranch. Every time I look back at pictures and everything, it's unbelievable. That place gave me my life back. You know, it made me the confident person I am today. And again, you know, like I said, I'm going to be 50, and I am pretty much in the best shape I've been in my life in a long time. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud to have had that experience. And I totally miss the ranch. It's like, and we were told that too. When we were there, and, you know, you get discouraged and people say, you know what? You know, someday you're going to wish you were back here. You're going to wish you never left. And you do. I wish it was a place we could go back to if we had the chance. But I think it's because you know you never will go back there again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, life moves on. And you adapt and, you know, you make your own environment here to accomplish the same goals.
Yeah, and you took all the lessons you learned and you put them to good use. Now, Tracy also wants to know, if one person from your season or past season called and said, hey, let's go hike Inspiration Point, who would you want that person to be? And it can't be each other.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one.
Do we have to pick just one?
Like I said, these are not my questions. Or you'd, I'd be like, well, maybe two. No, but Tracy wants to know which one.
One person. And it has to be a...
Either your season or a past season.
Oh, boy. That's like the most impossible question.
Well, you know what? That's a good answer then. You know what I mean? Like, just being honest and, that does seem like a hard question.
Like, you figure there are so many people we got close to, but then there are other people that maybe we didn't get to talk to as much. And, you know, I can tell you a story. Aubrey and I actually hiked up to Inspiration Point at dark one time.
Oh, cool.
And that was an experience. So it was, the coyotes were howling, birds were flying. We actually got it on videotape. We were planning a scavenger hunt to try to get a good calorie burn in that day. And I'll tell you, that was one of the scariest things that I have done on the ranch, because it was, I mean, to be up in those Santa Monica hills in the dark with the moon shining was a little scary.
I can share a story, too, and we went hiking, and it was me, Kristen, Sione, Felipe, and Aubrey.
Love those guys.
The hill they were going up was so extremely steep that I stood at the bottom. I said, I'm sorry, you guys go ahead. I can't do it. I mean, it was, Kristen, wasn't it? It was just a straight drop. And they're like, yeah, you can do it. You can do it, Ma. And Felipe stood on top. Sione said he'd walk behind me. And all I did was focus. Felipe was on his knees with his hand on the top and said, come on, come on. And I just watched for his hand, and I grabbed it, and he helped me up. And it was just an awesome experience. The next day, I was eliminated.
Oh, my gosh.
A memory like that from the day before, and it sticks with me forever.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to give a station ID. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud at WML Lowell 91.5 FM. Now, this is actually Tracy's last question. It's not really a question, but she said, you have to get this in. When you were both back at the finale in May, I was getting my photo taken in the NL bra with black shorts on in the room with the photographer. You two were in the other room. I could see your eyes looking through the cracks, and Amy from casting was saying, get away, she's going to see you. I only saw your eyes staring at me. I was thinking, wow, the two people I admired the most from season 7 are right there looking at me, remembering where they used to be. And of course, I was excited to be there, knowing where I was going. I remember standing there in my half-naked, overweight body thinking, I'm going to be at the finale one day too, and I'm not going to be fat anymore, and I want to inspire people just as you both inspired me. I'm purple and representing strong, and I hope to meet you both one day. I'm going to hug your necks really tight and say thank you. Love and kisses for Kathy and Kristen always. Tracy Uchik. I'm probably saying Y-U-K-I-C-H, Uchik. Biggest
okay,
loser season
we're
ever.
We're sitting here and we're in tears right now.
Oh, my gosh. I have one
that
in my eye.
That is so amazing. You know, and I can, like, to Tracy and any other, you know, Biggest Loser season 8 contestant that's listening right now, I mean, right now, you're probably going through one of the most difficult transitions. Life on the ranch versus life at home was one of the hardest transitions I had to make. And what's even worse, I mean, you're preparing for a live finale show. And I can tell you to enjoy every minute of it. You will never have an opportunity like this again. When you step up on that stage and you step up on that scale, you want to know in your heart that you did everything that you possibly could to get the best result. And I would recommend that you do whatever you can to enjoy it. Because, you know, looking back, and it wasn't until you were removed from the situation until you actually realized what you just did or what you just accomplished or, you know, what you just experienced. And it was probably one of, if not the biggest life experience Mom and I have ever had.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm getting tears. I'm going to be weeping all over the place. What are you gals doing to me? All right, Demisha, who had a question from Olathe, Kansas, in the beginning, she sent a few questions for each of you. Now, Alexis, I want to start with you. And she wants to know, when did you have that click moment when you made up your mind that you were ready to lose this weight and lose it for good?
It was actually watching Kristen on The Biggest Loser. I've watched The Biggest Loser ever since it was on TV, and every year I've sat down with, you know, junk food, watching contestant after contestant losing weight. And I always sat there and thought, I wish that was me. Like, I wish I could do that. I wish I could be that. And it just never fazed me until I watched Kristen and Kathy on The Biggest Loser. And it was like standing in front of a mirror and watching her and seeing her accomplish it and do it and put the work in and being able to achieve what she wanted. And it made me think, I want that too, and I could do it. So, you know, I have to thank Kristen for, obviously, you know, starting everything that I did. It wasn't until I saw her on TV and until she was brave enough to be, you know, to put that on TV that it really clicked in my head that that's the life I wanted for myself.
Wow. And she also wants to know, do you have some celebration plan for reaching your goal weight, and what will you do when you reach your desired amount?
I don't have anything in particular planned. Next year I'd like to do the Honolulu Marathon. Actually, my mom is going to be running it with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's pretty awesome. I guess that will be my victory lap, I guess.
Oh, that is great. Now, do you have one piece of advice for listeners out there pursuing weight loss on their own, like you did?
I guess the one piece of advice is do it for yourself. You know, if you're trying to do it for someone else or for some other purpose other than for your own happiness, it's not going to work. Like, you have to be your own motivation every day. you know, I have to wake up and decide that I want to go work out. I have to wake up and decide that I want to make my meals and make the effort and put it in. And if you don't do it for yourself, then you're not going to have the motivation to get up and do it. You may be able to do it for a week, maybe even a month or even a year. But after that, you know, it's just not sustainable. You have to do it for yourself. So I would say do it.
All right. And she also, now I mentioned this in the beginning, but how much weight have you lost and when did you start?
I started in the beginning of February and I have lost 156 pounds.
That is unbelievable. I'm going to say, that's unfreaking believable. I mean, seriously, wow. You are amazing.
Alexis, maybe Kristen and I will come and run that marathon, mother-daughter and mother-daughter with you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I see everyone wants you to go out and help others because there's another person. Demisha's also, and I know a person earlier asked, do you plan on helping others who decide to lose weight in the career and what in the future, excuse me, and what are possible, you know, do you have possible career in health and fitness?
I would definitely say yes. That's the direction I'm moving in. I actually... just a few hours ago, have started my own business. It's a new adventure for me to help get other motivational speakers out, particularly to here to Hawaii, to do something similar like I'm doing with Kristen and Kathy, just to give other people the opportunity to be inspired, you know, especially the people off of Biggest Loser. You know, they have such an extraordinary experience that people can connect to, and I know there's so many more people out there just like me that can find themselves in someone else like Kristen and Kathy. And I will do anything at this point to give them the opportunity to have that and to change their lives, because it's just been a whirlwind of wonderful craziness in my life the past 7 months.
Oh, that is terrific. All right, now, we are going to have time to talk about what you folks are up to now. I'm going to try to get to a few more questions. Kathy, Demisha from Kansas also has some questions for you. What do you like most about your new healthier lifestyle?
I just love the way I feel. I love what it's done for me. I love the fact that I look forward to, you know, at home after dinner, I ride my bike. Training for this marathon has been very powerful for me. Because of the fact, again, it's a goal. It's something I never thought I could do, and I'm actually doing it. And it's little things like that makes me stronger. I think signing up for this half marathon was hard for me, but after I had the finale to look forward to and work towards as the Biggest Loser, and I needed something, another short-term goal. And that's why I signed up for this half marathon, because I figured that was something else just to keep me focused. And that's how my lifestyle is. It's going to be, you know, continuously looking for short-term goals to push me further and to keep me on my weight loss journey. Even when I hit my goal weight, hopefully I'm planning to do that on my 50th birthday, and I'm going to be so proud to be 50, be at my goal weight. Oh. And I'm actually looking forward to maintenance mode.
All right. That's what I was going to say. Maintenance mode is coming. It's definitely coming.
Yes.
Now, she also writes, MVH, make visions happen. It's become your motto. In your own words, what does make visions happen truly mean to you personally?
It means to make your visions happen. MVH was just like something we kind of would just, me and Chris would always say MVH, or, you know, we'd always abbreviate things. But make your visions happen. Anything is possible. You know, I was a single mom. You know, I battled alcoholism. But you stay strong. You want something bad enough. You know, I went back to school. I got my marketing degree. You know, if that vision's out there, you can make it happen. And don't give up on it. You know, it's so easy to give up, but, you know, there's no excuse not to try.
That's true. You know, it's funny, because her last question for you, Kathy, was if you had one piece of advice for all listeners, what would it be? I think you just answered it.
Absolutely.
And you answered it. You'd answered it beautifully. Now, Kristen, she has some questions for you. What is the one food you always get at the grocery store?
The one food I always get at the grocery store. The first thing, I would say apple. That's a staple in my grocery store. I think I've declared apple as my favorite fruit. I now look at a nice, big, red, crunchy, juicy apple the same way as I looked at a Snickers bar.
Oh, that's great.
I find enjoyment in apples, so I would say that's one of my staples. And, you know, because I have a lot of things that I'll get at the grocery store on a consistent basis. And asparagus is another, because I really, really like asparagus.
Do you have a George Foreman grill? Because if you put the asparagus on the George Foreman grill for, like, 6 minutes, it's perfect.
Really?
Everybody out there, get a George Foreman. You can also do all kinds of vegetables, and it makes them amazing.
Ooh, I'll have to try that. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. Now, Kristen, you and I had the pleasure of speaking yesterday, which was delightful. And it's funny that Jamisha asked this question because you had mentioned this. You're approaching the one-year anniversary of being off the Biggest Loser Ranch, and how does that feel?
Oh, my gosh. It is surreal. You know, there are times when I look back at pictures of myself a year ago, and I can't figure out what surprises me or scares me more. Like the fact that my life had changed so quickly, or the fact that for 28, 29 years of my life, I chose to live that way. You know, and I realize now that it's a choice, you know, that I chose to eat the wrong foods and I chose not to exercise. I'm not saying it's an easy choice, but it is a choice. And it was, I mean, coming up on the one-year anniversary is very, very, I mean, it's like, it's a monumental moment for us. It was something that I never thought that I could do. And, you know, looking back at where I came from and where I'm at now is the most amazing feeling in the world. And what's even more amazing is anyone can have it, you know, with the right determination. You know, you may not lose 8-10 pounds a week, but if you put your mind to it, you can lose weight at a slow and steady, safe weight. You know, you don't need the Biggest Loser to make your dreams happen. You know, and that's what I realized. There are tons of people out there who want to be on the Biggest Loser, but it's not that they want to be on the Biggest Loser. It's probably that they want to just live a healthy, normal lifestyle, and they don't need to be on the Biggest Loser to make that happen.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because some of the emails that I receive with questions, you know, there's a lot of people that are really struggling. And I want to give a shout out to Sonia from Australia, who I've become friends with. And she has a question, Kristen, for you, and actually for Kathy, and actually for Lexis, all three. Having been overweight yourself previously, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to another overweight person who hates themselves for the way they look and doesn't want to go out because they're intimidated by all the skinny people? And that just broke my heart. Damn skinny people. What the hell, you know? So anyway, how would, Lexis, if you want to address that?
I would say don't wait. Like, if you wait until you feel like you're the right size or the right shape or you look the right way, you could be waiting all your life, and you're just missing out on opportunities to do whatever you want with yourself. You know, there was a point in my life where I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go do things, you know, and in thinking back on it, there were so many missed opportunities. Opportunities that I didn't even realize until I had started losing weight and really changed my attitude, things that I would have never seen for myself. So I would just say, don't wait for opportunity where you think, you know, you're at the right size. There is no right size. There is no right time. Now's the time. Go do it.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because Linda Bacon, PhD, she wrote a book called Healthy at Every Size. And it's funny because I've mentioned this on other shows, but I've been in the, you know, health field for over 20 years and all different facets. And I'm not really into people having to be super skinny, or I even think there's, you know, I think there's thin people who are unhealthy, and I think there's heavier people who are healthy. I mean, I think it depends on what you're doing, what you're eating, how you're exercising. And I think this emphasis so much on everyone being a certain size is terrible. We've got to get away from that. I didn't mean to put down skinny people, by the way, because a lot of people are naturally that way. But I just wanted to get that out there, because I think there's this misconception that everybody, you know, from the media, everyone has to be a certain size. Now, a question that goes along with that, and Kristen and Kathy, if you want to address this, is this is from Kristen from Monrovia, California. And she says, what advice can you give me to try one more time? I've had a weight problem my whole life. I've tried countless diets, but I can never stick to anything. An overwhelming urge to eat takes over, and I even forget that I'm trying to diet. I feel hopeless.
Oh, that sounds like me.
I was thinking, you know, when you talked about the food addiction, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like me. What my advice is, I think I wrote a blog about this once. I once read the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And that I kept trying different diets where, like what I like to tell people, stop trying to find a plan for you to fit in and develop a plan that fits with you, you know, meaning you need to find a way that you can eat for the rest of your life. You need to find activities or exercises that you will be able to do for the rest of your life. You need to, you know, you need to find that balance. You need to find that a way where that pendulum can kind of swing in the middle. You know, if it's food that you struggle with, you know, kind of create or develop your own plan that'll help you kind of get through. You know, if it's that, I call it mindless eating. I'd get a craving in my head for a food that I wanted to eat, despite if I was dieting or not, and I had to act on that impulse, and it was so strong, and it's like until I ate it, it wouldn't go away. And, you know, it's developing a plan for yourself around that to help, you know, to help set yourself up for some success. Like I talked about before, I've learned my triggers. If I bring a lunch to work and I eat that lunch at noon, I know probably around 3 o'clock or so, I'm going to have, you know, want a snack or something to get me through to dinner. So I bring things to my office with me, whether it be an apple or pretzels or some other type of snack like string cheese to help me get through that point so that I can get, you know, get to a dinner, like get to dinner and I don't eat something I shouldn't, you know. And it's that we spend so much time and so much money looking for the answer to our problems in a different diet or a different pill or a different program or a different book, when the answer to our problem is really staring us in the face every morning when we look in the mirror. There is no plan, no diet, no book, no program that can do this for you. It all comes down to digging deep within yourself, evaluating yourself, what you're doing and what you're not doing, and developing your own plan for success.
You've got to write a book, girl. I'm telling you right now. You know how many people would read it? I'd be the first one. You seriously, I'm talking to you later. I'm going to get you to write a book one way or another. But okay, now Carol from, again, I don't know why I can't say any of these names. Valley Paracio, Indiana writes, I've been working out faithfully for a month for about an hour and a half every day. Why haven't I lost any weight, and why do I feel hungry all the time? Many exclamation marks. It's an interesting question.
What are you doing when no one's looking?
Oh, that's really good. That's good.
You know, that was my big thing. Like, I would always say, what are you doing when no one's looking? If you're the person who is, are you eating a salad in the break room at lunch in front of everybody else and then opening up your desk drawer and eating your cookies when no one else is looking? Weight loss, you know, is fairly simple. Are you burning more calories than you're consuming? If she's working out an hour and a half a day, which is excellent, what is she eating? What types of food is she eating? When is she eating it? It's like, that's my, almost became one of my mottos. What are you doing when no one's looking? If you're burning more calories than you're eating, technically you should be losing weight, with the exclusion of what Mom mentioned before, like the sodium levels and water retention and the little mishaps of, you know, just your body that come into play.
Okay. Well, I want to mention too, I had an amazing woman on recently named Diane Kresh. She's a New York Times bestselling author of the incredible book called The Metabolism Miracle. And what Diane talks about is that there's two types of metabolism. I encourage all of everybody listening today, go on my site, itsyourhealthradio.org, listen to Diane's interview, because it can change your life. That there's, you know, if you have metabolism B, you could be eating all the right things and still not losing weight, because your body has a different, I'm not going to get into all the science of it, but, you know, I usually don't do that during someone else's interview, but I know that this, a lot of people listening are struggling with their weight, and I just wanted to mention that Diane is amazing. So, Carol, I would really take Kristen's advice, Kathy's advice, Alexis, and listen to Diane Kress. This is a question that's going back to The Biggest Loser again. It's from Joe from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And she wants to know, she writes, I wanted to know if it made it easier for the two of you to be on the show together. And for Kristen, how was she able to deal with not having her mom there anymore after she was voted off? She also adds, you are both really amazing women, and she still follows you on Facebook.
My mom's elimination was devastating, especially because the morning after, we went from a team atmosphere to individuals. And I know how strong my mom is and how, like, focused and determined she is. And I have no doubt that she would have been able to hold her own in an individual competition. So it was really, really hard. I mean, you started this journey, like, she was my security blanket the whole time on the ranch. Like, I, you know, we started the journey together. We were changing our lives together. We would, you know, work out together and talk about what life was going to be like after the ranch, and then to continue on without her and not to be able to have any communication with her was very difficult. But then again, the lessons that were learned from it were absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's good. Now, this is perfect. This last question is perfect because it's going to bring us to what you're doing now. This is a question from Jason from Rapid City, South Dakota. He writes, I have a question for Kristen and Alexis. I read both their blogs and was happy to see the two of them are joining up to do the Hawaii tour. Each of them separate are amazing. Together, they could be a powerhouse and really make a difference in the world. So what I'd like you to ask them is that if they have any other events planned together and if they consider joining forces and working together permanently, it would be a winning team.
That is really, really awesome. You know, Mom and I both are so excited to go to Hawaii and see Alexis and, you know, to have this event. And, you know, I think that the possibilities of the future are endless. You know, I think anything's possible. Alexis, we've gotten so close, and I think she's an amazing person. And, you know, I think that everybody's inspired by someone different. Like, there are people that she will touch in life that she'll change, that people won't even know who I am or maybe have never even heard of The Biggest Loser, and that's what this is all about. So, I mean, I think it would be amazing to do something together.
Yeah, now tell us what's coming up in later September in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, Mom and I are traveling to Hawaii on September 23rd, which is the one-year anniversary to the date of the first day we stepped on the Biggest Loser Ranch, which is so monumental for us. And on the next day, Thursday, September 24th, we are going to be having a speaking event at the University of Hawaii, and we're just basically going to share our Biggest Loser experience. You know, talk about life before the ranch, what it was like on the ranch, you know, and how life is after the ranch. We've got some raw audition footage from Before the Biggest Loser that I have to add is absolutely hilarious, and it's something that, you know, we kind of keep exclusive to our speaking presentations because, I mean, we've showed this footage at events, and people are just keeled over laughing because it is more of like blooper footage because Mom and I are a pretty fun duo.
Yeah,
we like
sure
to have a good time together. Then on Saturday in Hawaii, we're actually doing a hiking event. So Mom and I developed a passion for hiking on the ranch. We found, I mean, it's a great way to just to kind of enjoy the scenery and the settings around you. And then we've also teamed up with CrossFit Gym for Sunday for a boot camp. So the experts at CrossFit Gym are going to go over a short nutrition stint in the beginning, and then we're going to go through a workout afterwards, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, we only have a couple minutes left, so Alexis, I wanted to make sure to ask you about the sisterhood of the shrinking pants and how that ties into what you gals are doing.
Well, the sisterhood of the shrinking pants is like a group of women who are also on their own weight loss journey who found one another through Kristen's blog. And we've kind of formed our own little group and started calling ourselves the Sisterhood. In October, we're going to a retreat, and we were looking for creative ways to get me there, since I tend to be so far away from everybody, sitting here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, Kristen had come up with a great idea to help out by having this event. So that's kind of how it all ties in together. The sisterhood in itself has been amazing. You know, I would recommend anybody who's trying to lose weight or making changes right now that they find themselves a support group, because it's been amazing in my life in just allowing me to continue and having people there who have been in the same situation or going through the same thing at this time. So, you know, find your support group, find your sisterhood or your brotherhood, or, you know, just find your group and latch on, because they're indispensable at times.
That's wonderful. Now, we've got like 2 minutes left. Kathy, Kristen, Alexis, do you have anything, one last thing you want to say to everyone? Kathy, if I can start with you.
I think that anyone who's battling weight loss, don't give up. I mean, my biggest thing is, again, make your vision happen. You know, you mentioned before about how you feel uncomfortable in front of skinny people. You know, losing weight, so much of it is mental. And there's a difference of being by skinny people and being by skinny people and you're down 10 or 20 pounds, you're not going to feel intimidated anymore because you know you're doing something about it. And that's powerful. You know, it changes the way you think about weight loss. So don't give up. You know, never. You know, there's no excuses. There's no excuses again for not trying. So keep up the great work and it can happen.
That's great. And Kristen?
Oh, one thing I get asked a lot about motivation. You know, how do I keep my motivation? I think so many of us attempt to make a change in our lives and end up, you know, losing our motivation and reverting back to old habits. And what I like to say is, what motivates me may not motivate you, and what motivates me today may not motivate me tomorrow. So I encourage people every day to seek out what it is that motivates you today. I mean, it could change every day, it could change every hour, and maybe it never changes. But if you keep searching for that motivation and what it is that's inspiring you to make a change in your life, you know, so be it. And as I feel as long as you never quit trying, then you'll never fail. I mean, we're human, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to get off track, but how much time are you going to let go in between, you know, getting back on? And, you know, I just encourage people to keep trying and keep searching for your motivation, whatever that may be.
Okay, and Alexis?
I would say don't ever limit your possibilities. 7 months ago, I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined that I would be doing the things that I'm doing, that I would have lost the weight that I have lost, that I would be exercising every day and eating the foods that I eat. Like, it just never would have even occurred to me. And it opens so many other possibilities. So just don't ever tell yourself, I can't, or it's not something that I can do, because it is. And if you don't believe me, I'm living proof. I mean, 7 months, it's just been insane, the changes. And, you know, it's something that everyone can have and deserves to have. So just don't limit yourself to what you can do, because you can do it.
Well, the good news is that you gals are definitely coming back. I'd like you to come back regularly. We can talk more about that. Seriously, you gals, I would love for you to do whatever you want with, you know, It's Your Health with your sister, the Shrinking Pants, and to promote all your events. I just think you gals are terrific. Now, how can people contact you?
For me personally, they can visit my website, www.kristensteed.com. All the information about the upcoming Hawaii event will be on there, as well as the any other events that we're doing. Mom and I are doing an amazing fundraiser this weekend for the mooring programs to help. It's an addiction program to help people that are battling addictions. You know, Mom and I both are on Facebook, Twitter. I mean, we're pretty much all over the place. So, you know, if you look for us, chances are you'll find us on the internet somewhere.
Terrific.
My website is currently being developed, but it will be KathySkell.com.
Okay.
You know, and I want to encourage the grandparents. I mean, I'm a grandmother. I'm going to be 50, and you're never too old to make that change. I was on medications. You can change your life.
Yeah, you can.
And diet and exercise will definitely help you get on your way there.
Oh, definitely. And Alexis, how can people reach you?
You can either get me at my blog at losinglex.blogspot.com or on Facebook. It's Alexis Mundus. You can just type in my name and friend me. I'm on there.
Well, you gals are amazing, and I figure since I got tears in my eyes anyway, I might as well mention that, you know, part of the reason I not only do I, you know, I love watching you, Kathy and Kristen, on The Biggest Loser because you're so terrific, but I lost my mom when I was in my 20s, and to see you two together just touched my heart. You know, I'm going to start crying beyond belief. So I want to thank you so much. I know how many people you've inspired. Now, if you want to reach me, go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Joining us next week, Tuesday, September 15th at 9:30 to 10, will be William B. Stewart, MD, author of Deep Medicine, Harnessing the Source of Your Healing Power, which is really cool. And from 10 to 10:30 a.m., we'll be joined by Carolyn Coker Ross, MD, MPH, author of The Binge Eating and Compulsive Overeating Workbook, an integrated approach to overcoming disordered eating. I really encourage everyone listening today to listen next week. Gals, you are awesome. You're going to come back on the show very soon, I hope. Everyone have a terrific day. Keep being healthy. Bye-bye.